Our guest at the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Carol, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Of course, the 4th of July has always been observed throughout the U.S. and throughout Texas, but...
Not necessarily.
Well, I was about to say, I think in some respects, we do a better job of it now than we did a number of years ago. I remember when I was a child growing up, which now a good many years ago, in Hunt County, there wasn't much in the way of 4th of July.
There was a reason.
Observance. Well...
In the early days, in the 1840s, 1850s, when the town was first populated.
You're talking about Greenville now.
Greenville. They would have a barbecue. Every time you went, had anything, you had a barbecue. And they had the barbecue at the city park. Anyhow, they would have their picnics there on the 4th of July because these were still patriotic U.S. citizens. They remembered the Revolution. The Civil War comes along. There's many people who are ambivalent about the war, but there's some strong people who convince everybody to go their way. So after the war, after Reconstruction, after all the violence in the Reconstruction, in the South, there was nothing. Nobody did anything on the 4th of July. In fact, when the city of Vicksburg was surrendered, they had to do the surrender on the 4th of July just to rub it in the face of all the Confederates. So until just a few years ago, Vicksburg never celebrated 4th of July. But it became kind of, you know, gradually. And so by 1898, they had a big celebration in Greenville for the 4th of July. Really wasn't for the 4th of July so much. It was for the return of the men in Greenville who had, I don't know that they ever made it to Cuba, but they were in the Spanish-American War.
Yeah.
And they, at the train station at the Katy Depot, they brought in, they had somehow gotten an artillery piece, and so they pulled that all the way down to the courthouse, and they had fireworks and everything, and I think they shot off the cannon a couple of times, and that was the big celebration, 4th of July celebration, until just recently. Several months ago, Brad Keller from the newspaper asked me if I knew what that little artillery piece was on the courthouse square, and I said, I have no earthly idea. I know it's not World War II. So today I would just happen to be reading a clipping I had cut out in from a newspaper in 1898, and I wasn't around then, and saw that that's what that was. Pulled it all the way down to the courthouse. And if you look at it, it's on the north side. It's a gray. It's painted gray, and it's on kind of a little cement platform there.
And this is from the 1898 celebration that you mentioned.
Yes.
Having to do more so with the Spanish-American
War. Right. Yes.
Well, good. We're talking with Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, about observances of the 4th of July in Greenville, Hunt County, over the years. I know that the current observance that the city of Greenville has for the 4th of July started late 60s. I would say 1968, actually. I think I remembered it pretty clearly. So going on 50 years, there's been a regular observance.
Right. But it wasn't, it was just kind of, well, we knew as students, as school children, we knew what the 4th of July was. Or I did. Mm-hmm. That's when the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence was signed. But it wasn't a big issue here. And I don't know that it was elsewhere in the United States.
Observances. Well, of course, John Adams famously said, let the 4th of July forevermore be celebrated with fireworks. He specifically said fireworks, and maybe that's where that comes from. So I think probably more so in the Northeast, the East Coast, maybe. And probably, as you say, the Civil War certainly had an effect on how it was observed in the South for a long time.
Right. Even though there were many Unionists, many people still loyal to the Union during and after the Civil War, they were intimidated.
Well, and another thing I was going to say, Hunt County itself was rather divided.
Oh, yes, definitely.
During the Civil War, and certainly leading up to the Civil War, was not a clear-cut thing where the entire county was on the Confederate side.
Right.
Well, the 4th of July is quite a thing now, but has not always been in this part of the world. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
You're welcome.
Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.